We set aside time at least once a month to talk with folks at Columbus Police Department. And in the studio with me this morning is the Public Information Officer, Lieutenant Matt Harris, along with a sidekick this morning we'll get into, right?
Yeah.
Very good. Thanks for coming in this morning.
I appreciate you having us on.
Let's talk about some things going on. We mentioned we heard the Easter egg hunt promo, and I'll probably be seeing you this Saturday at the field house.
Yeah, we're really excited about this. You know, we've been at Donner Park for so many years, and the weather was always kind of iffy sometimes, to be honest. It'd be cold or rainy. So every once in a while we'd get a good day, but we're not going to have that problem at the field house this weekend on Saturday. So certainly excited to get out and let the community come in and check out the it's an awesome place in there. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah. And it'll be run just a little bit differently, but it'll be inside in the field house, and there'll be a little staging area outside, out of any of the elements. So it should be a great time. I'm looking forward to it.
We're going to have some officers there in uniform, and you know, the proverbial popular sticker badges for the kiddos. So look for the CPD officers there. And like I said, it's going to be what we hope to be a new tradition for the city of Columbus, and this is going to be a lot of fun.
Hey, we're less than 2 weeks away from the total eclipse. I'm still amazed. I run into people going, eclipse, but planning's been underway for this for a long, long time.
We've been planning for this for over a year with regular meetings with city and county leaders and public safety officials, and we're 13 days away. So keeping a close eye on the weather to see if we're going to, you know, have sunshine or clouds or what it's going to look like, and that there can have a huge effect on the number of people that we have here in Columbus. So
that's probably the biggest concern, the unknown, right?
Exactly. You know, if it's going to be cloudy or rainy, then those crowds might go drive to another location. So, but you know, we're planning for a very large number of people to be here in Columbus. You know, April 6th, 7th, and 8th, and you know, there's a lot of events planned here in the community. So, you know, as we said in the past, you know, we're encouraging people to kind of treat the preparations like a winter storm, to get gas early, get your groceries early, and if you want to travel that weekend, great. If you want to, you know, stay at home, that we'll just kind of see what the crowds are going to look like.
Okay, talking with Lieutenant Matt Harris of the Columbus Police Department. Tell me, you're looking for some adult volunteers for a dare dance coming up?
Yeah, we have our annual dare dance coming up on Friday, April 26th, and I am looking for some additional chaperones, and we're looking specifically for parents and guardians of sixth grade dare students. So if you have a sixth grade dare student that's planning on going to the dance at the Foundation for Youth on that day and you'd like to chaperone, we can certainly use your assistance. By all you have to do is just call the Columbus Police Department, let us know you'd like to assist, and like I said, it's parents and guardians of dare students only at this time, and we just want to make sure we have extra adults on hand to ensure that the event goes smoothly. We're really excited to be doing this once again. I know the students look forward to it, and then you know, during COVID, we had to hit the pause button for a couple years. Yeah. So we're looking forward to having a gymnasium full of kiddos there at the FFY in April.
There's an old saying that the change is the only constant, and there's going to be a change in terms of the public information office role. And Matt's going to be handing off to Skyler Berry, who's sitting off to his immediate right, and is going to be pinch hitting starting next month, right?
Yeah, coming here, you know, very soon. You know, it's been a real privilege to be the department spokesperson for the last 10 years, and I'm going to be transitioning into a new role at the department here very soon. So Sergeant Skyler Berry was recently appointed to be the next public relations officer for the police department. So I know he's going to do a great job. So your listeners will hear a different voice on the radio every month when it's the police department's time to you know, share news and information.
Well, Skyler, how long have you been with the department?
I've been on for about 7 years. I hired in 2016.
Okay. You're from the area originally?
I am, yeah, from Columbus, graduated from North.
So you got a couple of things to share with us this morning?
I do, just a couple quick things. We published a lot of our community events on our website for the year. Our women's self-defense class is on there, our teen driving courses, as well as our citizens' firearms safety courses. So All those are on our website to be signed up for if anybody's interested in them.
Those are good courses to not only, you know, learn a particular, you know, trade or event or activity, but also to get a little closer and see that, gee, guys in the police department are kind of like you and me.
Yes, it's always nice to meet people, and yeah. They learn the exact same thing as opposed to just meeting us on a traffic stop or something like that.
Well,
so it's good.
Well,
it's
I look forward to working with you.
Thank you. You too. I'm excited.
And Matt, it's been real. I mean, we've done this for years, haven't we?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I can think of all, you know, several events over the years, and you know, like I said, it's been just a real pleasure to get to do this job, and you know, I've always tried to share positive news as well with the community.
Yes.
So it was always a passion of mine that I think so often we key in on negative things that go on when we also need to be sharing positive news, and I certainly appreciate. Yeah, you taking the time to help let the community know about, like I said, what the officers are doing, and sometimes some of the unconventional things that that we do as well. So, but like I said, it's been a real pleasure.
Okay, we're passing the baton today, I guess, officially with the Columbus Police Department Public Information Officer Lieutenant Matt Harris stepping aside new responsibilities with the department, and he'll be. Have his duties covered by Sergeant Skyler Berry. He's going to be coming here at least once a month to chat with me. So, Matt. Goodbye, but not forever, I'm sure.
Yes.
And Skyler, we'll look forward to working with you.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm going to guess I'll see you guys both on Saturday. Is that a possibility?
Hunting Easter eggs.
Okay, good deal. Thanks for coming in. Good to see you.
Thank you.